Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. I am live in color, and today is Friday. Y'all know what that means. Free for all Friday. All lines are open for you guys to call in. Just call in, then press number one, and I'll put you on the air. You can talk about whatever you want, who you want, whatever subject you like, anything. Today is your show. All right? Now, of course, if you guys don't call, then you have to listen to me again today. Today's word of the day is vagary. Vagary. V-A-G-A-R-Y. Vagary is a noun, and it means an erratic, unpredictable, or extravagant manifestation, action, or notion. An erratic, unpredictable, or extravagant manifestation, action, or notion. Okay? That's vagary. And vagary is a noun. Okay? So you guys can grab that and run with it however you please. Okay? Now, right now in the ATL, we're looking at 63 degrees. Well, let's update this. Come on. We may not get an update. Anyhow, yeah, here we go. Right now it's 64 degrees in the ATL, and we're looking at a high of 74 today with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny. 64 and 42. Sunday, sunny skies, 67 and 38 as our low. Monday, we're looking at sunny skies, beautiful day, and 75 degrees as our high, 51 as the low. Now, Monday, that sounds more like it. Looks like I can pull my convertible out this weekend. May be a little bit chilly, but if I turn the heat on, I won't feel a thing, right? So I can ride my convertible. As long as it's sunny out, you can ride the convertible. All right, so that's your weather for the weekend. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Now, again, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Again, it's Free Fall Friday. That means all lines are open for you guys to call and make comments, opinions, statements, whatever you want about anything that's on your heart. And again, 818-301-5834. And you have to press the number one on your keypad in order to alert me that you want to be on the air. Okay. Otherwise, you'll just be sitting in my studio listening to the show. Okay. So, that's fine with me, but if you want to be on the air, just press the number one on your keypad. All right. So here we go. Free Fall Friday. I see there are people up on the show, but, doesn't look like anyone is itching to be on the air. So I'll get into what I want to talk about. All right. And again, guys, thank you for all the well wishes and condolences to me and my family for the passing of my cousin. And I just appreciate everyone. Okay. I appreciate everyone. And now it's the process of going through trying to figure everything out, get the, funeral arrangements done. There's a lot of stuff that goes into when a loved one passes on. It isn't just, wham, bam, slam, thank you, ma'am. It may have been that way way back, but now it's a big it's a big event, really. You know, you have to do a lot. And I know when my mom passed, and that was in 2005. That was 11 years ago. It was actually April 2005. And this is the month that she passed on in 2005. And it, you know, there was a lot going on. Okay, there was a lot to be done. And not really, you know, a whole lot of time to make it happen. And when things like this happen, when you have a loved one to pass on in your family, the key is for everyone, all family members, to pull together and help in some type of way. I mean, there are, you know, it's so much to do in so little time. Really, it's so much to do in so little time that it's overwhelming to some family members. And you know, you don't get any sleep. And when you do go to sleep and wake up, it's like you've only been asleep for an hour. You wake up and, you know, it's right back on your mind. It's right back. Everything is right back on you. Nothing's gone. It's like you lay down and go to sleep. And when you wake up, everyone's standing around you saying, you know, get up. We got to get this thing going. We got to get back on track and get this thing in order. Okay. You have to make funeral arrangements. You have to go to the funeral home. You have to figure out insurance. I mean, it is a big deal. You know, then you have to get to the cemetery. You figure out a plot if you don't have one already. Yeah. I mean, this is serious, serious business to bury someone. It really is. And for us, I believe that we're the type of family that can get it done, and we will get it done for sure. And everything's going to be good. Okay. Everything's going to be good. So again, thanks to everyone for their well wishes and condolences to me and my family. And we'll get through it. I mean, this is the initial shock of, you know, hearing about a family member passing, and the word goes around so fast and sweeps through the family so fast. And then, making the arrangements, having the funeral, which is be tough, and then having the burial or whatever, and then the healing starts. Okay? After the funeral and the burial, the healing starts immediately. It's amazing how that happens, but I know I'm talking about something, but everyone has to go through it. But immediately after the person is lowered into the ground, or I don't even think they do that anymore. At least they didn't do that. The last funeral I went to, they didn't even lower the casket into the ground until everyone was gone away from the cemetery. But once you leave the cemetery, you can pull out of the cemetery, or once you get in your car and leave the cemetery, pull out of the cemetery, healing starts right then, because it's like a weight has been lifted off your shoulder. You've gotten everything done, and you know, we've got it done. Okay. And so then the healing starts. Then you can start to figure out how to put your life back together. Because you put the last chapter into their lives. Now you can figure out how to put your life back together and start to move on. Okay? So that's what's going on. And again, guys, I'm sorry to be going about this, but I appreciate you guys with your condolences and everything. And I'm good with that. So let's get on with the show. Again, today is Free Fall Friday. You guys can call in 818-301-5834 and comment on whatever you'd like. Again, once you dial in, press number one on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air, and we can talk, okay? But I've got people in the studio right now. Press number one. Press number one, guys. Let's talk. And so, in other words, I'll get into what I want to talk about, which is, I don't know if you know, but I didn't know some of this stuff either. But who are the 15 richest pastors in the United States? I don't know why they started at 15. I don't know why they didn't start at 10 or why they didn't start at 5. But this is the 15 richest pastors in the United States. Okay? And again, all lines are open for your comments and opinions on any subject that's passionate to you. Okay? And now we're going to discuss the 15 richest pastors in the United States. And we're going to start off at the bottom with number 15. Number 15 is Minister Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan is worth $3 million. His net worth is $3 million. Okay. Now, a little briefing on Farrakhan is he reached his net worth through his leadership and brief. I didn't know he had a musical career. I lost him. Let me get that back. And he was born Louis Eugene Walcott on May 11, 1933 in the Bronx, New York. He made a name for himself as the leader of the Nation of Islam movement. Farrakhan joined the organization in 1955, and he was instrumental in preserving the original teachings of the longtime Nation of Islam leader Elijah Muhammad. Number 14 is Bishop Noel Jones. You probably see him on it's called Pastors of Something. It was a reality show. I don't even know if the show is on anymore, but his net worth is $5 million. Noel Jones earned his PhD from the International Circle of Faith. He then became pastor of the Bethel Temple of Longview in Texas. In the mid-90s, he became the pastor of Greater Bethany Church in Los Angeles, California. When he first became church, the church had 1,000 members. 10 years later, the size of the church had grown exponentially, and the congregation had a membership of 17,000 people. That's how you get rich. Number 13, Bishop Eddie Long. Bishop Eddie Long's net worth is $5 million. Eddie Long is the senior pastor of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, a megachurch in DeKalb County, Georgia. When Long started as pastor for New Birth Church in 1987, there were 300 church members, which grew to 25,000. A best-selling author, Bishop Long's captivating and powerful messages are captured in a number of books, including It's Your Time, Reclaim Your Territory for the Kingdom. All right. And so that's Bishop Eddie Long. He's number 13 at 5 million. Paula White, number 12. Her net worth is $5 million. Pastor Paula White is a Christian evangelist, teacher, author, and television personality. She became a Christian in the mid-80s and went on to launch her own church with her then husband, Randy White, called Without Walls International Church. The church, which originally known as the South Tampa Christian Church, struggled during its early years, and the Whites lived off the kindness of the congregation and the government. Church eventually grew to 20,000 members. She hosts a popular show, Paula White Today, on the Trinity Broadcast Network. She published 10 books. Number 11, Reverend John Hagee. His net worth is $5 million. All right. Hagee's net worth, Pastor John Hagee, is the founder and senior pastor of Cornerstone Church. He led the Trinity Church in the early 70s, founded his own church, the Church of the Castles in Castle Hills in 1975. Since then, he has gone the head of one of the most wide-reaching and successful Christian organizations in the world. Number 10, Joyce Meyer. Joyce Meyer's net worth is $8 million. In 2005, she ranked number 17 on the list of 25 most influential evangelists in America by Time Magazine. In 2003, she and her husband started a television ministry which still airs today. Meyer only travels via private jet and responded to her critics by saying that she doesn't have to apologize to anyone about her being blessed. Number 9 is Juanita Bynum. Juanita Bynum's net worth is $10 million. Juanita Bynum is an American actress, singer, author, and televangelist. 1997 video and audio tape series No More Sheets capture her into the spotlight in Christian circles. The reprise of the program was one of the most popular portions of the Woman Thou Art Loosed conference in 1999 and was attended by 52,000 people. She also organized the annual Women's Weapons of Power conference until 2006. She appears regularly on the Trinity Broadcasting Network and has released a number of audiobooks and recordings of her sermons. All right, number 8, you all know this guy, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Bishop Jakes's net worth is $18 million. Bishop Jake lives in a $1.7 million mansion. He has been called America's best preacher and has been featured on the cover of Time Magazine. He's a writer, preacher, and movie producer. Thomas Dexter, T.D. Jakes Sr., is the bishop, chief pastor of the Porter's House, a non-denominational American megachurch with 30,000 members located in Dallas, Texas. Number 7, Rick Warren. Net worth is $25 million. Rick Warren founded Saddlebrook Church in Lake Forest, California. It is now the country's 8th largest church. Warren is the author of a handful of books, including The Purpose-Driven Church and The Purpose-Driven Life. Warren believes in a 5-point plan to bring global harmony to earth. Warren worth $25 million. Again, guys, it's Free Fall Friday. You guys just press number 1, and I'll put you on the air. You can talk about whatever you want. Number 6 is Billy Graham. Billy Graham is worth $25 million. Graham is a Southern Baptist who rose to celebrity status as his sermons were broadcast on radio and television stations around the country. In 1950, he founded the Billy Graham Evangelist Association in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Within a few years, the civil rights movement began to sweep the nation. Billy, who had never really thought much about the plight of African Americans, was instantly inspired to help the cause. He began refusing to speak or appear at events that were segregated. He joined the Montgomery bus boycott in 1955, where he met and befriended Martin Luther King Jr. in 1957. Billy invited Dr. King to join him during a 16-week Christian event held at New York City's Madison Square Garden. This 16-week event attracted more than 2.3 million visitors from around the country and helped people, Dr. King and the civil rights movement, into the mainstream conscience. I didn't know that. Billy personally posted bail for Dr. King on several occasions after the MLK had been arrested during demonstrations. Billy Graham was also the official spiritual advisor to several presidents, including Nixon and Eisenhower. Billy's sermons have reached an audience across television and radio of more than 2.2 billion people. Wow. Number 5 is Creflo Dollar. Creflo Dollar's net worth is Creflo Dollar's net worth is $27 million. Creflo Dollar's net worth is $27 million. He is number five on the list of the top 15 richest pastors in the United States. He's an American Bible teacher, pastor, and the founder of World Changes Church International. Creflo Dollar is one of the most successful preachers in America. That's all they had to say about Creflo Dollar. Number four, Joel Osteen, net worth. I know you guys know Joel Osteen, $40 million. Joel Osteen is an author, televangelist, and pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. He took over his father's role as a pastor and televangelist despite having very little formal religious training in 1999. Since then, the Lakewood Church broadcast has grown exponentially and can be seen in 100 different countries. So this guy, Joel Osteen, he just kind of fell into this. So he hadn't been to, what do you call it, seminary school, none of that stuff. He just took over for his dad and has grown that church to new heights. He's worth $40 million. Number three, Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn is worth $42 million. Israeli televangelist Benny Hinn is best known for his regular Miracle Crusades, Revival Meeting, Faith Healing Summits that are usually held in large stadiums in major cities, which are later broadcast worldwide on his television program, This Is Your Day. Benny Hinn is worth $42 million. Wow. The second richest pastor in the United States is Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson's net worth is $100 million. Old Pat Robertson launched the Christian Broadcasting Network in Virginia, and the network is now broadcast in 180 countries. In the late 80s, he ran for president but was unsuccessful. He runs a number of large companies, including the Christian Coalition, a Christian right organization that exists to raise monetary and public support for conservative political candidates. Pat Robertson worth $100 million. Now, the number one, I wish I had a drum roll. I can do one here on my desk. And the number one richest pastor in the United States is Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland's net worth is $760 million. I'll say it again. Kenneth Copeland, net worth is $760 million. And Kenneth Copeland runs Kenneth Copeland Ministries. His ministry's 1,500-acre campus is a half-hour drive from Fort Worth, includes a church, a private airstrip, a hangar for the minister's $17.5 million jet and other aircraft, and a $6 million church-owned lakefront mansion. A $6 million church-owned lakefront mansion. He's very close to being a billionaire, even though he already claims billion-dollar status. Wow, God. That's amazing, right? That is amazing. Okay? That's amazing. I mean, and you probably, if you could see this guy's face, and you can look him up if you want to, Kenneth Copeland, but you'll know who he is when you see his face. But, you know, his ministry's 1,500-acre campus. You know, 1,500 acres is a lot of land. Okay, now 100 acres is a lot of land. Okay, now is some of you guys know me, know where I live. I have I don't quite have an acre of land that my house sits on. It's like 0.8, not even an acre, okay? And I've got a pretty nice size backyard and front yard, and it's not an acre. So my one, not even 1 acre of land, you think about 100 of my, 100 times my property size, 100 times, and then that's a lot. And then another, then multiply that times 15. So they got 1,500 acres, a 1,500 acre campus. And, you know, it's got a private airstrip and a hangar for the ministry's $17.5 million jet and other aircraft. So he's got not only that jet, they got other aircraft on that property. And he's got a $6 million church-owned, the church-owned is lakefront mansion. So he lives in a mansion right there on campus. He got his home, he got his church, he got his airport, and everything right there on that land. Thing I'm sure, everything is owned by the church. And because everything is owned by the church, there are no taxes paid on that stuff. Right? The church is a tax-free organization. Tax-exempt organization. That is amazing. So the only thing he has to pay taxes on is his income. And now I'm sure, his net worth is $760 million. But, I don't know what his income is or what money he takes, what kind of income he gets from the church. But I bet you it's not a lot. But he's got some serious, serious paper coming in. Serious paper coming in. So, we'll see what happens. We'll not really see what happens, but man, these guys making some serious, serious bread. 818-301-5836. 1-800-1-818. I'm getting tongue tied here. 818-301-5834 if you guys want to talk into the show. But I'm about done. I have about 4 or 5 minutes left in the show. Again, I appreciate you guys calling in and listening to the show, and all of my listeners that are online at my show page at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Again, it's Friday, and it looks like it's going to be a great weekend. We have plenty of sunshine all weekend long and nice mild temperatures in the mid to upper 60s all weekend. And Monday, sunny, very sunny, and 75 on Monday. All right. And again, guys, I appreciate you. Appreciate all the love you guys are showing me and my family. My family member that passed on 2 days ago, and I appreciate that. You guys have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you guys on Monday morning. Monday, I'm not sure Monday. Just look for the show on Monday at some time. I think I may be going to the evening show on Monday at 6:30. So look out for that. In the meantime, take care of yourselves, guys, and have a great great weekend. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you.
Da, 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 da. The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and center. Clarity, peace, serenity. Take the baby steps till I'm full grown, full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead.